Yeah, that's status quo, and that's Carl Gravy trying to have to hold that down, because we got my colleagues on the line from Connolly Station. Paula Wiseman and Mark Finnegan is there too. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Pat.
How are things there? Is it all busy? Oh, go, yeah.
It is. It's a bit manic. All the kids are loaded onto the train. So basically, I'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening this morning.
Yeah.
So basically, me and Mark are out here for this amazing, wonderful event that's being run by Fingal County Council Libraries, the Railway Preservation Society of Ireland, Irish Rail and Children's Books Ireland. The event is called Once Upon a Place on the Fingal Express, and we are on the Fingal Express this very second, waiting to leave. We're here with 300 school children who will be going on the steam train from here out along the coast to Drogheda.
Yeah.
And Irish author Owen Colfer, we're very lucky to have Owen on the train with us today, and he's going to be telling stories and things. And also five storytellers are here as part of the Laureate and Oaks Once Upon a Place programme for young readers. And it's one in a series of events, basically, bringing stories to children in extraordinary settings.
Yeah,
so hopefully that gives you a bit of a broad...
Yeah, a broad sweep
What's
of the
going
brush.
On this morning?
Yes,
the train is moving.
Lovely. I can get a sense of it there. I can nearly smell the steam coming off the.
You should be able to. It's very strong, yeah. Very strong smell.
Have you been on a steam train before?
What's that?
Have you been on a steam train before?
No. Totally new experience.
Yeah.
Everyone's waving out the windows, and
everybody's in good form.
And we're in the dining carriage. We've pretty much got like a carriage to ourselves.
Wow, brilliant! And
the atmosphere is amazing. So we'll give you a bit more later. Hopefully, we'll be talking to some of the kids on the train and finding out how they're feeling about today.
Are there other storytellers on board as well?
Yes, there are five storytellers, but I don't have the list. I don't have the list in front of me, unfortunately.
Okay,
but I will have it next time I speak to you.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a chance to have a word with a few of them, and then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we're just going to try and pass through the train and see who we find.
Okay, great stuff. Listen, I'll come back to you just after 11:30. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be talking to you then.
Bye.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, Pat.
Talk to you soon.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Yeah, that's my colleague Paula Wiseman there, and I could hear Mark having a bit of a chuckle in the background. And they're on the storytelling steam train journey, which is heading towards Drogheda, and we will be coming back to her, like I said, just after the 11:30 break. The storytelling steam train. Paula, are you there?
Good morning, Pat. We're a good way along now. We've just gone over the Malahide Estuary.
Okay.
We're in a carriage now with lots of very excitable. Young
children.
People.
Yes.
Give us a shout. Give us a cheer, kids. Yeah, that's what it's like. And this is just one carriage of the train we're in.
Yeah,
the kids are up to 90 at the moment. So
they're all having a good time, are they?
They're loving it. They're absolutely loving it.
Right, and
has
your inner big kid emerged as well, Paula? Are you loving it?
It has, yeah. We're having an absolutely amazing time.
Okay, and has Mark's inner kid emerged too?
I don't know. I don't know what you're...
I know, I'm just asking, is Mark having a good time as well?
Oh, you don't be talking to me in Irish, I don't understand it.
That was gobbledygook.
Sorry, kids, learn Irish. Yes, he's fine. He's my wingman. He's,
okay.
Doing a very good job. So, have we got time to talk to some kids?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. So, we're here now with their teacher, Danielle. So, Danielle, how are you finding this morning?
Having a fun time. Everyone's very excited and we're waiting on the storytellers to come through the train.
Cool. So, we're going to talk to some young ladies and a young gentleman. We'll come to you in a minute. Wait. I've got lots of kids screaming to get on the radio. So we're going to start with these four lovely young people here. So do you want to give me your names?
I'm Emily.
I'm Michaela.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Becca.
Cool. So are you enjoying the journey so far?
Yeah, we're really enjoying it and we're really having lots of fun.
Yeah. So do you read much when you're not travelling on trains?
Yes, I love to read.
Yeah. So what sort of books would you read?
I like adventurous books.
Yeah. Any particular author that you sort of would read their books?
I love Jacqueline Wilson.
Yes, that's a good choice. So what about yourself?
I like to read like sort of mysterious books, so I like to they get me intrigued more to find out what's going to happen.
Yeah, good mixed bag here we're getting of all these young people here. So let's talk to another one. What about yourself? What sort of books did you read?
I really like adventure books. When I'm reading in adventure books, I'm really engrossed in it, and like I really love reading it, and I guess we were intrigued to find out what's going to happen next.
Yeah, fantastic. And now we've got a young man sitting in the corner trying to blend in with the windows here. But what sort of books would you read?
I always like to read like adventure books, like books with treasure chests, with like for pirate books, and the books like I read, it gets me intrigued, and sometimes I read sequel books, like I read part one, and I'm hoping to read like another sequel of it.
Oh, I think we've got a buzzing author maybe here in the corner. He loves his book.
Sounds like it.
Have we got time to talk to a few more kids?
You have, of course, Paula. Yes, you have.
Fantastic. Right, we're going to move on to these excitable young ladies and, again, gentlemen. We've got the boys are outnumbered in this section of the train, unfortunately. So, do you want to give me your names first?
Mercy Camara, Victoria Adler, Princess Agarva.
A great name.
And Dara Wilder.
What's your name again, sorry?
Dara Wilder.
Dara. So, Dara, you're outnumbered by the ladies today. So what sort of books do you read a lot in school?
Well, mostly I read fantasy and adventure books.
Yeah, since a lot of boys love their adventure stories. What about yourself?
I like reading Jacqueline Wilson books.
Yeah, a lot of kids are loving the Jacqueline Wilson. What about yourself?
I like Judy Blume.
Yeah, I read a lot of those when I was probably your age, actually.
I also like Jacqueline Wilson and, like, sort of, like, Diary of the Wimps.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely seeing a trend here with the authors that all the kids are reading at the moment. Yeah, it's just, it's not, I wouldn't say it's chaos, it's organised chaos, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, everybody's having a great time.
All the kids are absolutely loving it.
Yeah, can I ask you, Paula, have you got sight yet of Owen Colfer at all?
Yes, he's walking up and down through the train, talking to all the kids, answering on any questions that the kids have got for him. He sort of prepped them before the train left to have any questions. So hopefully we'll be having a chat with Owen a little bit later along during the journey, either on the way up or on the way back. I'm sure we'll sort something out.
Okay, can you tell me, just remind me, when the train stops for lunch? What time will that be at, you know?
I think we're stopping for lunch at about 12:15. So we're stopped at the moment, probably for a signal or something. Lots of fields and trees. Not much else really, but I think we're stopping for lunch at about 12:15.
Okay, well listen, within the lunch break I'll come back to you, and hopefully if you can get off the train for a few minutes, the signal might be a little bit better then, and I'll come back to you at let's say between 15:15 and 15:30.
Okay.
And we'll have another chat. Okay. Maybe by then you'll have a bit more info to impart to us about the whole journey. And okay, look, enjoy the rest of the thing. We'll be back to you anyway. Okay, have a good
we'll
time.
We'll just get another shout from the kids, just to say hello to everybody.
Yeah.
Give a shout, kids.
Right, brilliant. Okay, Paula.
Broken the microphone.
Right, we'll talk to you shortly. Okay.
I'll talk to you again soon, Pat, okay?
All right, okay, talk to you in a bit. Oh, that's brilliant. All the kids are having a great time on the train. It's a pity that the link is a little bit weak there. It could be something to do with the fact that the mobile phone signal is not great in the area that they're travelling through right now. But sure,